Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, the thing about it is the emotion, the raw emotion of that goal, and quite frankly, some of the goals that have been scored in the last couple of weeks.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. And it's been a long time since we had that kind of opportunity as a hockey town to experience do or die hockey and big moments like that. That it was fun to be back. I mean, just on a surface level, it was fun to be back with that. But it's also awfully frustrating to be on the outside looking in by literally one point.
Yeah, it's very frustrating.
Yep.
But like I said, I mean, you got to admit that you had fun watching these last few games.
I did.
I mean, everybody has to do that. It's you don't want to have to go to overtime, particularly against a team that you think you're way better than. I mean, I think the Red Wings are better than Montreal. But the situation was what the situation was, and they still ended up winning those games, even though it took overtime to do so. The game Saturday night against Toronto, the heroics there. It was a ton of fun. But, of course, we're left with that empty feeling because it's another year without playoffs. It's now, what, 8 straight seasons without playoffs after 25 straight years with playoffs. Mm-hmm. And, I'm asking myself afterwards, okay, I'm accepting that they didn't make the playoffs this year. Are they closer? And, of course, they're closer. And I wish Derek Lalonde never made that comment a week and a half ago. We don't know if we're going to be here next year. I wish he'd never come out of his mouth, because I think if you can remove that from your mind, from your memory bank, they absolutely are on the right path. The young players getting better, getting more ice time. We should see more of an influx of younger talent injected in this roster as we move forward. The emergence of Lucas Raymond as a budding star. We had the stats yesterday, some different stats that Berchi brought us. But then they showed last night, you know, whatever it is, through 100 and something games, the point
Lucas
totals.
Lucas Raymond
comparing him to Kucherov and other players like that, Pasternak. I'm like, okay, all right.
Yep.
I'm going to warm up to the fact that maybe he could be a superstar and not just a potential all-star. But this guy might really be something. Because of the trajectory he's on, he just looks outstanding.
When the games meant the most, he was at his best. And yeah, whether or not that he's got to find a way to move forward being that all the time, and yeah, then he'll be, quite frankly, he'll be a star. Derek Lalonde, we said we'd get to it. So entering year three, Derek Lalonde has gone taken a team from 80 points to 91 points. In year two, he definitely had a team that was a little bit more ready to win. The question is he done enough? Now, the one thing I don't want to get wrapped up in here, and I fall victim of this, is hanging on to or firing somebody for the wrong reasons. Ultimately, you ask yourself, what's in the best interest of the organization. Who is better served taking this team to the next level? Is it a Derek Lalonde who is, you know, is his first job as a head coach? You can see that they have made progress. Or is it a Gerard Gallant? Does that make more sense to go get somebody that's out there? What makes the most sense? What makes you the best team next year? And I mean, I just threw Gallant's name out there. You don't say, oh, you don't fire Lalonde because he doesn't deserve it. And you also don't say fire Lalonde because somebody needs to be punished. I need a pound of flesh for this team failing to make the playoffs.
Well, you have to
what makes you the best team next year?
Yeah, and you know, there will be several teams will be looking for new coaches. I don't know if the Red Wings are going to be one of them or not, but that does that play a role into it too? For if you're Steve Yzerman, I mean, Yzerman hired him. And there's been ups and downs with Lalonde, but they have gotten better. I mean, there's evidence, there's factual evidence that they have gotten better, but has it come at the speed that you want it to? No, I don't think it has, but you can't deny there has been progress made. If this were a couple of years ago, I think it'd be no question you'd say, oh, well, I trust Steve Yzerman. He built Tampa Bay and the whole bit, and we trust the Yzer plan the whole bit. But it's not a couple years ago. It's a couple years more of not getting into the playoffs, and it's not the quick punch button. Well, I trust him to make this decision. He's not going to – I can't imagine he gets it wrong. Yes.
Yeah.
He doesn't get the pass like Brad Holmes gets the pass.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As Brad Holmes has done it through the draft, and he's built this team, boom, boom, boom. They got to the NFC Championship game, and we think they're poised for staying in this window of opportunity for years. Yzerman's building it, but it's not boom, 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 getting up these big steps.
No, these are small steps forward every year, and I'm not dismissive of those. I think it's important.
Yeah, I'm not dismissive of it either.
The problem is when you go slow, I will say this. This is my opinion, okay? If you are going slow, what you don't get is the benefit of the doubt when there's a step backwards. I'll take slow and steady progress, but a step backwards to me is a sign that it isn't working. Because slow and steady should mean sustainable, you haven't done anything dramatic, and you don't have to, you know, necessarily move on from guys that you don't want to because you're building this in a sustainable way. That's part of slow and steady. But when you start... if you take a step back, then I have real questions.
Yeah, and I'm thinking back to, you know, Yzerman, what he saw in his career as a player when it came to coaches. You know, he came into a situation where they were, you know, the worst team in the league, you know, one of the worst teams in the league, and went through several coaches early in the career. Nick Pilano was there. Harry Neal was there. Brad Park was there. And the Brad Park year in 86 was – the 85-86 team was god-awful, worst team that we've seen. That's why they had the top pick in that draft. And they swung and missed on that pick in the draft with Joe Murphy. But then Jacques Demers came in, you know, and kind of worked with Yzerman. And then it was – but that team only went so far. And then it looked like they hit a wall. Then Brian Murray comes in. And Brian Murray with the high-flying offenses, and those teams were a lot of fun, and improved but didn't get anywhere in the playoffs. Then Scotty Bowman came, and it was a totally different style of hockey, people being responsible both ways. He played with Barry Smith when Barry Smith was here, and he played when Dave Lewis was here as well. And he saw what happened when they brought in Babcock. So he's got his fingers all over it for the last 45 years, right? He knows what works and what doesn't work. So I guess I still give him the benefit of the doubt when it comes to a coaching decision. I'm a little reluctant to say go ahead, but I mean at the same time,
go ahead and what?
Go ahead and do what you're going to do. You know, I trust him implicitly, but I kind of do because of his history, what he has seen, what he's been through, what he did with, you know, at Tampa, and he's taken two swings here with Tampa guys, and it hasn't really worked out.
There's a difference between, okay, I'm not quite as all in and my faith is completely eroded. I'm not there, but I do think, you know, there's a difference between sort of a fringe amount of fans saying fire him, okay? Because that I think is the fringe. And I start thinking about if Steve Yzerman got fired today or Derek Lalonde got fired today. If Lalonde got fired today, I don't think there'd be wild reaction throughout the league. Like, what are the Red Wings doing? If Yzerman got fired today, I think everybody would be like, really? I think the league would be surprised.
Yeah.
I think the hockey world would be surprised. I think the hockey world might be moderately surprised with Lalonde, but not completely shocked. But in Yzerman's case, yeah, I think next year is the first time in his tenure in Detroit that there is legitimate heat. Not of fans of sports talk radio and on social media heat, but legitimate heat.
Well, as I stand here the day after the season ends for the Red Wings, I'm not firing Derek Lalonde.
I don't think I am either, but I
not after 2 years, and there was definite improvement from 1 year to the next. I can't do that.
Yeah. Well, if you can find somebody better, I'd take him. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.